the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and then its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Hey, everybody, it's Mothboy Mike.
This is Mothboy Matt.
And this is that bitch, Jake.
Hell yeah. And we are Mothboys Podcast, a podcast that is sponsored by Visit Braxton WV, home of the Flatwoods Monster. And this is a podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown.
Duh.
Unknown. You recovered.
Hell yeah,
there.
Dude.
You recovered.
That was
there.
Good. I did. I almost lost it.
Yeah. I was about to slap you through the screen.
2024, baby. Let's go. Let's do this. How are we feeling, guys? It's the fourth number. What is it? Four?
Season four Two? Premiere.
Yeah.
Season four premiere.
Holy
and
crap.
Let's just say the fervor is at an all-time high. People have been begging us, when's season four happening? When's season four happening? Well, it's happening now. And not only that, but we signed an exclusive long-term contract with Braxton County, West Virginia.
Yeah, we have. It's really exciting. They want to be our permanent sponsor, at least for a while until we piss them off.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
So probably two episodes from now.
Yeah. And Jake, before when you said people waiting for season four, I think people were waiting for season four since season one. They were going right after season one. They're like, where's four? Like, what's happening?
You know I heard what in mean? Season so, four, the IMDb scores for season four were the highest rated episodes.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So
they just had to get through the bullshit that's two and three. They get to the
exactly.
good stuff.
So yeah, thank you to Visit Braxton County. Thank you so much for sponsoring us and believing in us and our
we love you.
Silly little show. So okay, boys, 2024, new year. What's going on, Jake? What's how was your holiday?
Holiday was great.
What did you get? I mean, what's some fun stuff you got?
Oh, I just got stocking full of Ozempic.
Okay. This is just the pill this a bunch of pills.
Nice. Ozempic's a shot.
Oh, I have no idea what it is. Tell me what it is, Jake.
Well, I got to look snatched this year because season four, the pressure's on.
Okay.
So Ozempic is a weight loss drug. So, yeah.
Okay.
All the Real Housewives do it, so I have to do it as well. So my mom got me Ozempic. My pops got me Ozempic. My grandma got me Ozempic. I think they're trying to tell me something.
I wouldn't think so.
They're telling me I have to look snatched because I got to get on Travel Channel this season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get our show. We got to get...
Honestly, if I don't get on Travel Channel this season,
yeah,
I might end the podcast.
Oh, you might. And then without... Just end it off for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. That's how that works. I forgot.
Well, yeah. Who's going to edit it once I'm done?
That's true.
Jake's going to start writing his manifesto if he doesn't get a fucking Travel Channel show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look snatched for you, Zach Bagans. Jesus.
So wait, what did you really get for Christmas, Jake? Tell us. Give us some... Some tidbits.
I got Ozempic. It's not a bit. This is sincere. My mom's like, Jake, you're not gonna get on the Travel Channel looking like a blimp. You gotta look snatched.
Mm-hmm. I love that you need to be at your most handsome and like slimming behind a mic behind the computer is what the issue is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because my double chin started to affect the sound quality.
Oh, it hits the tip of the mic.
Yeah. And my double chin's giving me a natural vibrato that I don't really like.
Right. Oh, that's good. All right. So, I mean, what else? What else is that? Is that it? Just Ozempic? Is your life now?
Ozempic, and I listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony a lot.
Yeah, you were talking about that. Yeah.
That's cool. Real cool.
That's cool, man.
That's cool guy shit.
But I got to be on Travel Channel. That's all.
Okay.
That's the year of me getting on Travel Channel.
Cool, man. We'll make it happen. We got to make that happen, fans, or he's canceling the podcast. So.
The podcast is canceled. So all the famous LA executives at Travel Channel who listen to our show and steal our content.
Right.
Just let me be on the screen. I promise I'll get snatched.
Listen, LA producers, we see you. You copy all of our shit. We see you guys. Don't you know, listen. I know you guys are listening to this right now, so wise up a little. We're wise to your game.
Yeah, season 14, episode 6 of Ghost Adventurers, minute 4 minutes and 52 seconds in, they copied exactly what I said on an episode.
I think it was, oh shit. I think that's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And it was a total copycat.
Yeah. No one's ever said that before.
Exactly. What the? That's rude. It's really rude.
So Travel Channel, stop stealing my ideas and put me on your show.
All right, Matt, what about you? What's going on? How are the holidays?
Oh, the holidays were awesome. Had a bunch of different
Ozempics.
family, friends over. There was a storm here recently in my area. And there's power lines going through Katie and I, our backyard, and two of the poles like snapped. And there was power cables hanging on our house and in our yard.
Did you go out and touch them and play with them?
Yeah, I kicked them around a little bit. One of the National Grid guys yelled at me. He said, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying to me. I'm bored, you know? You know? I look like Bubble Boy right now, but like... but...
Man, I had this like little, it's when you were talking about that, I had this whole mental movie in my head. You go into your chicken coop and take a chicken out, mm-hmm. and to check if it's a live wire or not, you just take the chicken and throw it at the wire and see if it gets electrocuted. Did you do that or no?
No. Okay. Okay. I should have, though. I kicked around. National Grid guy yelled at me. He said, buddy, I don't know what you're doing. And I was like, you're saying words, but it's so boring.
Right.
I don't know what you're actually saying to me.
You said, don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Mothboy Matt. So we were out without power for a couple of days. And
that sucks, man.
Yeah.
Did you get anything for Christmas you liked?
Yeah. The love of my family. And
Lord Jesus Christ.
A bunch of knee-high white socks.
Oh!
Yeah.
Cool, man.
And they're not for wearing, they're for cranking.
that's the size he needs to make that happen.
they're septic oh tank God. Safe.
Matt's cosplaying as the Red Hot Chili Peppers this year at all conventions.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was it was good.
Oh, Matt, real quick, you announced Cryptid Bash.
Yes.
Before we forget that.
Yes. So, also, August 17th at Trace Brewing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This year, Cryptid Bash will be in Pittsburgh because, you know, West Virginia is fantastic, but I want to show the rest of Appalachia love, the Cryptid Bash love, the bash love.
Me and Jake, we were going to be a part of Cryptid Bash this year, but we figured we wanted to do in L.A., and Matt was not down with that, and we just thought, what's the point then if it's not in Los Angeles?
Appalachia, know? L.A. Yeah. is in that, so why don't we go to Los Angeles?
Exactly, dude.
Listen,
we're Hollywood now, bro.
All right, Mr. Baggins, Mr. Zach Baggins over there.
Frodo Baggins.
He's my favorite hobbit, Zach Baggins.
Oh man, that's good.
It's gonna be August 17th. We've got a bunch of great artists, great bands. It's gonna be a good time, and we hope everyone can make it out. This is our first time,
hell yeah,
having it in Pennsylvania or just out of West Virginia.
Sweet.
But
what made you go with an urban landscape instead of a rural landscape?
Well, I think because I lived in Pittsburgh for a while, and it's a super weird city. It's just like filled with weirdos, and I wonder, like, why hasn't any of this cryptid events gone to Pittsburgh? Because it's filled with like people who would be into cryptozoology, and you know, it's just a cool city.
All right, that's a good enough reason right there. All right, dude.
Yeah,
that's cool, man. That'll be fun. Good for that's going to be a good event. It's free still.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Still very free.
All right, boys. We're going to ask. You're going to see how I'm doing. Let's start season four strong.
Woo! Season four. Okay. Yeah. Season four is the year of being nice.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So me, what have I been up to?
Well, actually, Mike, do you know any travel? Do you know any Travel Channel producers?
Well, no, not anymore.
Then never mind. Yeah. Let's get on the episode. I'm only being nice to those who can further my career.
You step on my back to get there, man. That's all you gotta do. All right. What have I been up to?
Christmas. Hey, Jake, have you watched that new Mario movie that came out? You a fan of that?
With Jack Blacka?
Yeah, with Jack Blacka. Have you seen that? Jake, I think you would love that movie.
Yeah, Jake would definitely love that movie.
I think I would. I've watched.
He loves cartoons.
I've watched the trailer 100 times, so I just can't wait till it's available.
What's your best Mario impression?
Well, I don't even think he does what's Chris Pratt. He doesn't do a Mario voice, right?
Hey, hey, hey.
So for Christmas this year,
And it's funny because Luigi is played by Charlie Day, which I know is your cousin.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie Day. Yes.
Yeah, that's your cousin. Yeah. You want to talk about that in depth?
Yeah, so Charlie and I, we met at a family reunion.
For Christmas this year.
We met at a family reunion, and he's like, I got two projects. One is Godzilla, and the other is Mario. And I said, take Mario, bro. And look, he's a billionaire now because of it. Charlie Day is Jeff Bezos. So.
Yeah, he is. He is. So anyway.
For Christmas is... Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say we could start on... I'll start my...
Now, Mike, I'm going to ask you this question again.
Okay.
Do you know any Travel Channel producers?
I do. I know a few. I'll get you their contact info.
Oh, hey, Mike. Okay. What have you been up to this Christmas season, holiday season?
This holiday season, it was good. I went down to Savannah, Georgia to visit family, some of Moth Girl Bonnie's, my wife's family. Well, our family, obviously. And that was fun. It's warm down there. It's nice. I got to hang out with Mothboy Spencer a little bit, and that was a blast. And then if you guys don't know, you don't have children, but when you have children, Christmas, you don't get anything from Christmas. It's just the child. Mm-hmm. Everything is about the child.
Yep.
Well, that's what life is, essentially. So
sounds awful.
So yeah, if you ever want Christmas to disappear, have a kid.
I've got chickens, so you know, I get it too.
Well, same thing, same exact thing.
I get it too.
But your kid's like 50 now. Doesn't he at least get you like a gift card to Applebee's or something?
No, he still lives with us and he still gets presents. Dang. He gets diapers. He gets diapers still. I don't know. So, no, I'm just kidding around. Christmas is great. I quit social media, which has been really hard. FOMO is real. The fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm losing my mind some days, but it's going pretty good. And, I've got a clearer mind, I think, because of it. We'll see. Give it more time. But so if anybody's trying to get a hold of me and you're a fan, I'm sorry. I'm just off social media. So I leave all that work up to Matt now. He's the social media guy. I'm sorry,
because they didn't give me the password because they don't trust me.
We don't trust Jake.
Shirtless pics every day.
Yeah, it's not okay. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I have that's about it, man. Life's good. I'm so excited to get into season 4. So let's rock and roll.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Mike. What are you really doing for this podcast? You don't do the social media anymore.
I know. And that's
you
true.
You don't know any famous producers.
I don't know anything about anything weird.
Okay, Mike, cover your ears for a second.
Okay, got him covered.
Yeah.
Matt, should we fire Mike? Or should we give him an audition?
Let's see if he can make those connections with those producers, the Travel Channel producers, you know?
Okay, maybe, so give him some time.
Maybe he knows someone we can squeeze a little bit harder and then get our show we talked about.
Can I come back up? No, not yet.
It's a hit paranormal TV show with Mario. You play Luigi, you're taller, I'm shorter than you, I'm Mario, and we're ghost hunter plumbers. And if Mike can hook us up with that, let's just keep him on another season.
Okay, so he's got the whole season?
Yeah, the whole season. We can do that.
Okay. Hey, Mike, you can unplug now.
Mm-hmm. I'm good to go. Yep. I can come in. Okay,
so we've graciously decided we're giving you a season to prove yourself.
Wow. I get
the whole season.
The whole 5 episodes we do for the year? Is that what I get? Okay. Cool.
But you're on double secret probation, so if...
double secret. Okay. Matt, Jake, thank you so much for graciously letting me on the show. I appreciate that.
The year of kindness. The year of kindness.
Yeah. 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 All right. Season 4 premiere. Let's go, boys. Matt, let's go.
Air 80.
Oh, so we should tell people what we're doing.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Okay.
So since it's like the new year, new us, really, guys. I mean, if you think about it, new us. We are each doing a short.
Well, once I start taking that Ozempic,
yeah, baby. Then we're going next level. We're each going to be doing a story. It's going to be a little story. Each one of us are going to tell. So,
yeah.
So there's a 1 in 3 chance that you're going to enjoy one of these stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
or like all three of us are just will fail, like yeah. we always have. You know, what I mean,
we haven't told each other what we're doing, so we all might have chosen the same topic.
That's true. That'd be funny.
Dragons.
Okay. Dragon. Okay. Anyways,
so
let's go.
Today I will be talking about the Proctor Valley Monster.
Okay. I believe that's in Proctor Valley. It's in, I believe that's Oregon, right?
California.
Okay. All right.
Hey, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. They touch tips.
They sure do. Okay.
So the Proctor Valley Monster is a bovine-like creature that roams around Proctor Valley Road near San Diego.
Same dude.
San Diego.
Wait, what's the Anchorman? Go
fuck yourself, San Diego.
Classic.
That's a timely reference, bro.
Vagina.
Anyway, okay, so it's a bovine creature that runs around California.
I was called a bovine a lot as a child, and I don't know what it means. Can you tell me what bovine means?
Bovine is Dwayne Johnson like creature.
Handsome. Yeah, very handsome, very handsome. Chiseled.
So
yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But
I wasn't in those bodybuilding competitions as a child.
Yeah,
That checks out.
Also, pretty sick because like a like minotaur like creature running around San Diego is pretty awesome, and
it is.
Not to mention, the last year I played D&D, I played as a minotaur. It was 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons, and I played a minotaur, so I was like, I got to choose this story.
Wow.
Did you say the last year you played it, or in the last year?
No. I'm 30-something. I don't play children's games anymore, Jacob.
All right, Matt, so this thing it's a bovine-type creature, and it's not a minotaur. It's more like the four-legged bovine. Is that what we're...
Yeah, it's like a minotaur type thing.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, Proctor Road itself is well known for a plethora of paranormal and strange things happening. So one story from the road is a young couple. They go parking in the woods off Proctor Valley Road.
I believe what they do when they park in the woods to a couple, they crack open a cold Dr. Pepper and share it together. I think that's what is happening.
Thumb Wars
story.
Dr. Pepper 10.
Dr. Pepper 10. Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Pepper 10. So they're off just hanging out. I don't know what they're doing, you know.
Drinking Dr. Pepper 10.
And so they're probably making out, honestly.
Okay.
Well, so they're making out.
I have the
out.
Urge to make out after I drink Dr. Pepper, so.
I mean, they're probably getting to second base. I don't know if there's anything past that, but.
Yeah, there's not. You're second fine. Base. Yeah.
So the car won't start once they've done doing whatever they're doing. The car won't start. And so the dude gets out to investigate, but the dude, they don't have names, doesn't come back. The young lady stays inside terrified because she hears scratching on the outside of the car for hours and hours. Someone calls
the
police.
So she was in there for hours?
She was there for hours. She was there all night. Huh. And someone called the police, like a fucking narc. And police showed up, and they find her the next day curled up in the back seat, still hiding in the car, and the boyfriend, he's dead as fuck. And he's his arm barely held. So he was found up in the tree above the car, all torn to pieces, ripped apart, and his arm was hanging down by just like strands of flesh, and the wind was like hitting his hand against the top of the roof that made the scratching noise. And yeah, so the cops found a mysterious huge footprint resembling hooves near the car.
Oh man. Okay.
So the Proctor Valley Monster was described as a 7-foot hairy humanoid similar to a cow, with the body parts all wrong. So it's like arms were in weird places, and but it was also blamed. It was also seen, mutilating other cows in the area, which is weird that a cow-like creature is mutilating other cows.
I mean, no, that's not so strange. I mean, if you get hungry enough and you want to tear something apart, you just do your own. You do your own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
absolutely. And I just want to now. That is really the only case of the Proctor Valley Monster. But that road, I found something that this user on Reddit wrote. He said,
oh, cool. Yep.
Right after college, I moved
Believable.
back to my hometown of San Diego. And he's from the area. He's from Proctor Valley area. So he's heard of the story, but the road's been known to, attract all types of investigators because there's like women in white and like phantom cars and these, their own types of Bigfoot called Zoobies.
Zoomies.
That Bigfoot's got the Zoomies.
He got the Zoobies.
That'd be terrifying.
But he said, one day my friend Sal and I decided to drive the road. We've done it maybe 10 times. It was very desolate and spooky. Every so often you will see another car, but it was mostly just nothing. But they've been up and down that road looking for ghosts plenty of times before. The second turn on the road was they were in his Jeep and they had lost like the back tire. And so he understeered the car to straighten it out. And they saw a 7-foot owl looking thing with human legs.
That's sweet.
And like horns on its head.
We need to go there.
And then it like shot up. It shot up from the road above them, so almost like a Mothman type creature.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so this road has weird shit happen on it, and I couldn't find anything on like torn up bodies and stuff. But I'm gonna assume it's real. You know what I mean?
So wait, so there was one encounter that people think it was the creature.
Yeah,
because there was hoof prints. Who was actually seeing the creature though? The woman see the creature.
The woman, but the then girlfriend? there's farmers kind of that have seen bovine creatures mutilating their cows.
So the farmers in the area have seen it then.
Yeah, so they're thinking. I mean, honestly, this thing could have been the Zoobies, the Bigfoots ripping apart.
Right. Or the owl man. I mean,
or owl man. Right, right. So that's
Okay, cool.
That's my story.
Okay, so you said the owl man. That story was from Reddit.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that's believable because
that's 100% confirmed.
I'm an intellectual, so I'm friends with a bunch of college professors at Harvard, Yale, and they say the best way. So I know we have a lot of college-aged listeners. The best way to get extra credit is by using Reddit as your only source when you're typing essays.
Yep.
So Matt, your story's real.
Nice.
Okay, hell yeah, real.
Jake and I went to a really nice college, JCC.
Juggalo Community College.
Or the Jamestown Country Club.
Good job, Matt. That was a good one. What about you, Jake?
That was scary.
Jake, what do you got?
Well, Matt was in San Diego, which I think is, that's in more Southern California. That's SoCal, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going all the way to the other side of the country, the other tip of the country. I'm going to Maine.
To San Diego.
San Diego.
Okay,
San Diego, Maine.
Okay.
We're going to Waldo Burrow's Little Wild Man. Waldo Burrow, Maine.
Little Men.
Yes.
Okay, and cool.
I just imagine, just because the name's Waldo Burrow, I have no proof, but I think the little man is dressed in red and white stripes.
Of course.
And he's really hard to find.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Waldo Burrow. It's in Lincoln County, and this is from the great Monsters of the Pine Tree State by David Weatherly.
Mm. Good stuff.
A lot of stuff I've never heard of, but this one was a little wild, so I'm going to share it. So this is in Waldo Burrow in Lincoln County, Maine, on the morning of January 2nd, 1855. Waldo Burrow resident J.W. McHenry was out in the cold chopping firewood.
Yeah.
Of course. Real man shit. Yeah.
So he was just chopping the wood, minding his own business, but that was disrupted by what McHenry described as the most terrifying scream he's ever heard. Matt? There's a citation in this book. Let me turn it to the last page. He described a sound similar to Mothboy Matt's sound effects. So,
wow. That says that in the book.
It says that in the book.
Okay, cool.
Page 612.
Nice.
So he heard the weird scream, Mr. McHenry, and he was curious about the sound, so he went into the woods in search of the source of the noise. He searched for around 30 minutes and...
Wait, Jake, can I say something?
Yes.
Why do people do that? Why do they hear something horrifying and go, I think I need to go after that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what good has it ever done anybody?
If I heard some terrifying sound, I wouldn't be searching the woods for 30 minutes. I'd be searching my dresser for a clean pair of drawers.
Exactly, dude. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's a stupid trope.
Yeah.
Why run into the woods?
And it's usually the white folks doing it. It's always, I can't wait to move.
There's something fucking.
I can't wait to move into the haunted house. I can't wait to go chase the serial killer. I can't wait to go chase after the scream. Mm-hmm. It's all nonsense. Come on,
the scream. The scream.
Yeah, the scream. The scream.
He went in the woods for 30 minutes, and the area revealed nothing. So he went back to chopping wood. Almost instantly after he started chopping, the weird scream rang out again.
Oof.
Help! Help!
Wow.
Okay, I'm going back to the citations in the book.
Yeah.
It said, although it was described as a scream, it actually sounded like Mothboy Matt saying, help. God, Matt, your impressions are just on point. You're describing exactly what's written in the book. So after he heard the scream the second time, he looked up and he spotted a creature standing between two trees about 165 feet from where he was at.
Ooh.
Mm.
165 feet.
Yeah.
I can't see 10 feet in front of me.
How many shacks is that?
That's got to be fucking 100 shacks?
Probably 14 shacks, yeah.
That's what I meant, 14 shacks, yeah.
So, the creature that he saw from 165 feet away was a miniature human.
Wait, so he saw a miniature human from 165 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Rock and roll. Very cool.
He had great eyesight, 2020.
He has great eyesight.
Wonderful eyesight, yeah.
So he started going towards this miniature human.
Of course he did.
Seeing the man approach, the creature ran. McHenry pursued it, and after a short run, get it? Because the creature was short. Short run.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
After a short run, he managed to catch the creature.
Hmm.
At least he didn't shoot it.
That's true. Very true.
And to his surprise, to his pleasant surprise, it was actually Vern Troyer.
I was hoping you would. I was hoping you would. I wanted to carry it into 2024.
On his way to the shooting of Goldmember, Austin Powers.
Yep.
Yep.
Daddy wasn't there to change my underwear.
Yeah.
So he catched the creature and he brought the little being into his house and he tried to feed it. He first offered the creature meat, but the creature refused it.
Yeah.
So like Vern Troyer, he was a famed vegetarian too.
He was a famed vegetarian. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He then offered it some water, and the creature did drink a little bit of water. And then he cracked some nuts, and the creature ate a couple nuts.
Yeah, cracked a couple of little nuts on accident.
Yeah, he fucking did.
So McHenry, he said the creature was male, about 18 inches in height.
Wait, how could he tell that it was male? This thing's already super...
Well, he cracked the nuts.
He did.
Mike already said it. Yeah.
He did crack the nuts.
Hello.
So this 18 inches, that's a foot and a half. Yeah. He saw a foot and a half creature from 165 feet away. That's literally 165 of those creatures away he saw.
I love that. This is the issue we're taking up with this episode here. Mm-hmm. It's that he can see that creature. It's not that he took it inside the house and tried to feed it. How did he see that thing? Mm-hmm. That's our problem.
It's literally a needle in a haystack. Honestly, if I stuck an 18 inch ruler like 20 feet in front of you, would you be able to see it?
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Okay. Well, I'm going to test you next time. So the creature was male, about 18 inches in height, and had limbs of perfect proportion.
Hmm.
So it was
like Vern Troyer.
Had ideal body type. It was like, it was snatched.
Snatched,
But it was covered in a coat of jet black hair, with only the bare spots being the face, hands, and feet.
Whoa, okay. It was like a little Bigfoot.
So he saw a black fur ball, a foot and a half black fur ball. That's like my microphone cover.
Yeah, yeah.
165 feet away. I think the real cryptid here is McHenry.
His eyesight.
It's got mutant eyesight. Yeah.
Right. Damn.
According to McHenry, the shrieking sound the creature produced resembled the sound of a train engine's whistle.
Dang. Hmm.
So he, of course, he has his creature friend now. So
can I try and I know
write
that's,
a letter.
I know that's really hard, but can I try and like imitate the sound of that critter making a train sound?
Yes.
Wow.
Those. That was truly heavenly. Chugga, 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 chugga. So he decided to write a letter to the Thomaston Journal, which was a local newspaper. And in that, he issued an invitation for everybody to come see him and visit the creature. He gave his address. Well, he didn't give his exact address. He said, anybody who wants to see it can come visit me at my house in the eastern part of Waldoboro near the Trowbridge Tavern.
Hmm.
So he just invited anybody.
Wow.
So I guess in the next paper, in January 11th now, the paper wrote that many people had taken McHenry up on the offer and visited the home and saw the creature themselves.
Wow.
And they described it the exact same way that he did. But then eventually, like it did back in the day, it spread. So in the February 6th edition of the Wisconsin Free Press, so we're in the Midwest now.
Wow.
They were making fun of it and saying, "Where is Waldoboro?" And said the whole fair savors of the woolly horse and will pass a Barnusium.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. So I think they're saying it's a hoax.
Yeah, that sounds like they're
that's what they're saying. Yeah. So they said it was a hoax. And the man swore he had it. People swore they saw it. But then it just became a footnote in Maine. Cryptozoological
weird history.
Weird history of Maine.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Let me tell you something real quick. Me and Mothboy Matt's mom had an encounter with a tiny person, like a tiny, like that.
How far away were you?
It was my mom and her dad. They saw it driving in a car in Jamestown. They saw it and it ran in front of their car. They stopped and everything and they looked at it.
And ran down a hole.
Yeah, it ran into like a ravine. Mm-hmm. So that shit's real, man. Little tiny people are real. Okay.
So we're calling real on this story?
Absolutely. Real. 100%. Yeah.
Excellent. So I guess before we get to Mike's epic conclusion, we have a word from our sponsor.
You are listening to the Moth Boys News Network.
Mothboy Matt here, reporting with Mothboy Jake, and we are here with Michael, who had an encounter with some very strange beings the other day. Michael, can you tell us what exactly happened on September 12th, 2023?
Absolutely, Matt. I was out in my garage working on my Harley, and I see a flash of white light. I go out to check what it is, and there's a huge saucer-shaped craft right above my head. The next thing I know, I'm in a room on this craft, and there are creatures surrounding me.
Creatures? Can you describe them to us?
They had spade-shaped heads that were red, long green bodies, eyes that shine an orange color, and they seemed to be gliding around instead of simply walking.
Fascinating. Did they try to make contact with you?
They talked to me telepathically, actually. They told me they were taking me to their favorite place in all of the galaxy.
Wow. Did they take you to another planet?
Not exactly. They took me to Braxton County, West Virginia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they told me they have been going there for many years. They are huge fans of all the things to do in Braxton County. We started the day off with them taking me to a museum, which they said was based on an encounter with one of their own species in 1952, called the Flatwoods Monster Museum. They also told me about five huge chairs around Braxton County based after them that people can find and take pictures with. After looking at all the cool Flatwoods Monster information and memorabilia, they took me to the West Virginia Bigfoot Museum to learn about all the Bigfoot sightings in the West Virginia area. They kept calling Bigfoot their distant cousins.
What an amazing day. Well, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, that's not all, Jake, that happened. They took me out to eat at a place called The Spot, which is a restaurant that is based around their species and the encounter they had with humans in 1952. The food was out of this world.
Yeah. Well, that sounds delicious. Thanks again, Michael.
We also went ghost hunting together at the Heyman House in Elk Hostel. They were so scared.
Great. And that concludes this story.
Well, we also went fishing at Sutton Lake, Jake. They didn't like taking the fish off the hooks, so I had to do it for them. Then they took me to a movie at the Elk Theater. One of their favorites was playing, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That movie is pretty amazing, but we have to move on to West.
And to end the night, we all went dancing at the Braxton County Jamboree. Those beings sure do love the banjo.
Is that it?
Well, yeah. Next thing I know is I wake up in my bed the next day with a big old smile.
Mike, this interview almost sounds like a giant ad for Braxton County, West Virginia.
Well, Jake, it is. To learn more about all of the amazing things you can do in Braxton County, West Virginia, go to www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. That is www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. And when you go to visit beautiful Braxton County, Tell them the Moth Boys sent you.
And now, back to the show.
All right. Thank you so much, Visit Braxton WV. We appreciate you.
Y'all are the best.
Yeah, hopefully everybody will go visit and let them know we sent you. So my turn. Here we go. Last story of the night.
Saving the best for last.
We'll see. All right. So my story is called The Ghost Chicken of Highgate.
Oh, Matt, you have experience with this.
So I'm gonna introduce the main character because I knew his name, but I didn't know exactly what he was. Francis Bacon. He was one of the leading figures in natural philosophy and in the field of scientific methodology in the period of transition from the Renaissance to the early modern era. That's a lot of big words. I got that from Wikipedia, I believe. So nice. I'm sorry.
The second most trustworthy source.
Yes. So as a lawyer, member of Parliament and Queen's Counsel, Bacon wrote on questions of law, state, and religion, as well as on contemporary politics. But he also published texts in which he speculated on possible conceptions of society and pondered questions of ethics. Wow. Whew.
Wow.
My brain hurts. Damn.
We just lost all of our listeners. You're talking all this smart stuff.
Yeah, So Kevin Bacon here, it's super important stuff, okay? He's a super important guy. So we're going to start our story. In April, we're going back, boys. In April of 1626.
Wow.
Ooh, that's before Columbus.
That was your birthday. That was your birth year,
that
Mike.
That was my 33rd birthday. Yeah. Yes. So in April 1626, Kevin Bacon was driving through Highgate, North London, in a horse-drawn carriage with his good friend, Dr. Witherbone.
Wait, Highgate? The Highgate vampire?
I just keep thinking of Wishbone, the dog. The King's Physician. No. Highgate. I guess it's Highgate in North London.
Yeah.
And then maybe, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. Kevin Bacon and his friend Dr. Witherbone were. So
Wishbone the dog and Kevin Bacon and Footloose is what I'm imagining now.
Yeah. So they were hanging out and the pair was discussing the best methods to preserve food. When inspired by the snowy landscape, Bacon proposed that ice might be used to keep food fresh. Excited by this new idea, he demanded the carriage stop in an area known as Pond Square, where Bacon procured a chicken from a nearby farm. After it was plucked and gutted, he proceeded to pack it with ice from the ground, in effect creating the world's first frozen chicken.
Oh, wow. So this man's cost me thousands of calories, years off my life.
Mm-hmm. That's him.
Basically, Mr. Kevin Bacon created the Dino Nugget, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yes. So Bacon never lived to see the results of his innovative experiment in refrigeration. His exposure to the freezing temperatures reportedly led to a case of pneumonia, and he died on April 9th, 1626.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he died from being out in the cold and doing this experiment.
He died freezing a chicken.
Yep.
That's a bummer. That's a real bummer.
So reports supposedly soon surfaced of a half-plucked chicken appearing in Pond Square, running madly in circles or sitting in a tree. When approached,
chickens don't sit in trees.
So when approached, the mysterious chicken would vanish into thin air. So some examples, encounters of this ghost chicken. During World War II, the apparition of a chicken was seen several times. One night in 1943, aircraftsman Terence Long was crossing the square and reported hearing the sound of horse hooves, turning wheels, and a screeching noise. He turned expecting to see a horse-drawn carriage or cart, but was surprised to see a half-plucked chicken flapping its wings and going around in a circle before vanishing.
That's so
gross.
So
the chicken sounds like horses?
I don't know.
It sounds like a Chick-fil-A commercial right here. I'm very confused.
He's just making the noise up so he'll turn around and look at him flapping around, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying, what are you, a chicken? Look at me.
Yeah, what are you, a chick? Yeah, exactly. Another encounter, air raid wardens were said to have seen it several times in the square. Hmm. And one day they saw it vanish through a brick wall. So it ran into
a plucked chicken?
Yep, half plucked chicken ran into a brick wall and just disappeared. In January of 1969, good year, man.
That's a great year.
Woodstock, man. Woodstock, baby. He was probably there. The ghost chicken was probably there. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm sure somebody saw a ghost chicken.
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure multiple people saw some things disappear in that.
Exactly. So in January 1969, a large, white, half-plucked bird was seen by a motorist suffering car problems at Pond Square. Fearful that the bird may be harmed and in need of help, he approached it, only to have it disappear when he turned away.
What the f-
Weird.
This is a tricky little. It's a tricky little chicken.
He just likes to fuck with people. He like gets their attention, and then he's just like, "Sayonara, suckers."
Yeah. And the last example of a encounter is in February 1970. A couple were kissing each other goodnight when the gas. Matt, do you have a sound example of that kissing each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Boink.
Good tongue boink.
So the couple were kissing each other good night, and when the ghostly white half plucked chicken landed beside them, he ran two circles and then vanished. This chicken is something else, man. This freaking ghost chicken. Since the 1970 encounter, it really has not been seen since then. So it kind of disappeared. So that's the story of the ghost chicken of Highgate. But I also think it's hilarious that instead of, you know, this Francis Bacon guy coming and being a ghost in the area, mm-hmm. it was the chicken that he had killed and stuffed with ice. It had to come back for revenge.
Maybe it was a Freaky Friday situation.
A Freaky Friday.
Francis Bacon's soul.
Yeah.
Went into the chicken.
Yes.
And the chicken's soul went to Francis Bacon, and then.
Yeah.
So that's the ghost of Francis Bacon in chicken form haunting all these people.
Yes.
I would watch that movie.
That's the only way I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
Real.
So that's the story of the ghost chicken of Highgate. I love that it's half plucked is the most hilarious description to me.
But now, half plucked, that's terrifying. But now, in the middle of the night, when I wake up at 4 a.m. to get some chicken nuggets from the freezer, I'm going to open my freezer. And then when I close it, I'm like half expecting to see a chicken just staring at me now. A ghost chicken.
Spinning in circles.
I never thought ghost chicken was a real thing. You just opened up my mind. Now I'm terrified. When was I eat a cursed chicken?
Whole new world, buddy. You know?
I'm afraid of humans. I'm afraid of ghosts. Now I'm afraid of ghost chickens. Oh my gosh.
All right. So I think it's real. Why not?
Yeah. Whatever. Why not? Yeah. Real. Yeah. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything we cover is real.
Real.
Unless Travel Channel tells me to debunk it.
Yeah, I think so.
Then I'll debunk it.
Do that.
Oh, that's good. All right. People, real quick, before I forget, boys, I'm sorry. So we put up a pre-order for a new sweatshirt with a design by Eerie Eric up. So if you want an awesome hoodie, our first hoodie design, it's a sweet Eerie Eric design. Go pick it up at our Big Cartel store. So that would be much appreciated if you could support us in that way. We don't really ever ask for any money or anything, but we want you to rock our sweet merch. That's all we want. You know what I mean? So go ahead and go pick up a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And then also on my end, I'm still doing Gray Barker zines. So if anybody wants one, just get a hold of the Moth Boys Podcast email. What is it? Mothboyspodcast@gmail.com, I think.
Or I don't have access to it. You guys don't want to get to social media.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. Or just message us on a social media. Just tell. Yeah, I'm sending out Gray Barker zines.
I just click all the spam porn emails
left and
get
right.
Us, yep. And get us hijacked.
Yeah, exactly. Jake, we have any reviews? Okay.
Oh, we got reviews. I have to read them now. Oh, good God.
Okay.
Best podcast to make love. That's what it says. So I'm going to say make love too.
Nice.
Yep.
Five stars.
Absolutely, I agree. I agree with that.
This is from Yamaba Forest Witch.
Okay.
And it says, between the sounds Jake makes with the Debbie rappers, Matt's high-pitched screams and screeches to add the best of sound effects when needed, and then Mike.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
You're a well-rounded individual, Mike.
I love that the fans do it now, too. That makes me feel wonderful. That's great.
Not to mention the talks of poop, bodily fluids, rotten teeth, etc. And then from time to time, the stories of the unknown.
Yeah, yeah.
The podcast just screams, and I quote, must listen during a candlelight dinner for two. True.
That's really good. Mm. Yeah.
In all seriousness, you guys are the best. And to get down to business, And to get down to business, I have a very important question to ask. Mm. I've never had a question in a review before.
Yeah, let's do this.
What are your favorite documentaries to watch? Categories: paranormal, cryptid, and conspiracy. Out of all the episodes I have listened to, nobody has asked, you guys keep being awesome and keep being you. Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Documentaries. Yeah. That's okay. Docs, go ahead.
Docs I really like UFO, like alien docs.
Yeah, but specific ones. They're asking for specific names.
I have the, Jake, I really, really enjoyed, the last documentary I watched was the Big Muddy Monster one.
Oh, Creature from the, I was just going to mention that one.
It's so good.
Creature from Big Muddy.
Yep, Creature from Big Muddy. Go watch that one.
Yeah, I think that's available on Tubi.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't really go wrong with any of the documentary Small Town Monsters, does it? Like those Mothman, both the Mothmans, the Flatwoods Monster one, Braxton County.
Yep, Braxton County, baby.
Yeah, Creature from Big Muddy, an Illinois-built Bigfoot legend. It's on so Tubi. Good.
And there's one about the Bridgewater Triangle, too, which is pretty cool. I think it's just called Bridgewater Triangle, maybe. But check that one out. I think that's on Tubi as well. Yeah, check those out.
Moment of Contact. Is about the Virginia UFO case.
Oh, yeah,
that's a great doc. It's very thorough and, like, one of the best docs just made. It's very good.
Yeah.
And I also recommend Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs.
Okay. Sweet.
And nice. It's just a series that when I was younger, a great series. You could find it like on YouTube, on torrents. Right. It's not available. Jesse Ventura Conspiracy Theory. That was a fun show back in the day, and I learned so much.
I wanted to point out also to watch Monster Quest. It's kind of like a, right? Is it Monster Quest?
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah. And also on YouTube, I had mentioned Gray Barker before. Shades of Gray is on there. Go check that out. It's, if you want to learn anything about him, it's really cool. It's really
neat. If you want to have a good time, double feature that with 50 Shades of Gray.
Exactly. For real. Jake, any more reviews?
Yeah. So, basically what we're saying is Big Muddy Monster, Creature from Big Muddy, Small Town Monsters, Virginia UFO documentary, Bridgewater Triangle documentary, Gray Barker documentary, Monster Quest, and Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory.
Yep.
Oh, one more Gray Barker doc that Whispers from Space.
That's a little bit harder to find, but if you can find it, absolutely watch that. Yep. Very weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So our next review... it's 5 stars, and it says, Shrucks.
Okay.
Shrucks, like show rocks. And it's from...
Okay, cool.
I don't know why we never made this joke yet.
Shrucks.
Ben Dover Demon.
Damn.
Ben Dover Demon.
That's genius.
That's
Ben Dover Demon.
Man.
Clever.
We should stop the podcast.
And it says, Shrucks, Lev de Show, Lido. Okay, so it says Shrucks, Lev de Sha, Little Debbie's Bazangas.
Hell yeah.
Is Ben
it five
Dover
stars?
That's
very
five
nice.
Stars. Bazinga Little Debbie's.
Thank you, Ben Dover.
Am I Bazangas? I don't know. It could be Bazangas. that's the Big Bang Theory porn parody, Bazangas.
Bazangas.
Ugh.
Whatever. We have one more. Great podcast. 5 stars. And this is from Danny D1798. And it said, my husband and I found your podcast through finding the Cryptid Bash 3 event on Facebook this past year. Happy to have a chill cryptid podcast that feels accessible to everyone.
Nice.
We both love it, to say the least, and have completely finished the podcast. And then all caps. Post more episodes.
Oh, like angry. Yeah. I like that. Well, yeah.
You're going to get one.
You are.
You might get like 6 or 7 in this next year. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if we have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, season 4
premiere.
This little
Debbie's for you. This little Debbie's for you.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 Crank down to Godzilla flicks now.